Glendale officials figure the last time they hosted the event in 2008, it brought in about $1.2 million in sales taxes and cost the city $2.8 million, most of that in public safety costs. Glendale Mayor Jerry Wires said it'll be worse this time, with stiffer security requirements and the NFL Experience multi-day block party being moved out of Glendale, along with any tourism dollars, to Phoenix. Representative James Sita Peshalakai voted to reimburse the city up to $2 million, saying it benefits more than Glendale.
Every time we host a Super Bowl or another large event, people hop in their rental cars, come up north, and they spend money.
But Representative Eddie Farnsworth refused to go along, questioning whether any of this was the state's obligation. Representative Ruben Gallego did vote for the plan, but was clearly not happy about it.
Mostly, I have problems with the NFL. You know, holding hostage a lot of these cities and states and governments is a multi-billion-dollar nonprofit. Doesn't pay taxes.
Wires noted that $2 million is half as much as he had sought.
But it's a whole lot better than nothing.
For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.